Dr. Pond, I hope you're off to a good start this morning.
Off to a splendid start, Farrington Village style.
Oh, fantastic.
And all that patchy fog, run, run.
Yeah.
That's basically between your ears. Don't project it onto the weather.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Wayne. I can always depend on you to say something nice.
A little truth in advertising here is what we got. Hey, Nikki, are you a kitchen person? Are you a big cook? Do you love to
absolutely
paddle around in the kitchen and come up with? Well, let me try the word of the day on you, see if it makes any sense. Boy, I tell you, it's brand new to me, and I suspect it will be to Mr. Sutz there, too. Have you ever heard the term verjuice? Verjuice?
No, can't say I have.
Well, neither did I up to this morning. How about you, Ron? You recognize that word? Verjuice. Verjuice.
No, it sounds pretty gross, actually.
Well, in a way, I guess it kind of sort of is. Verjuice is a noun, according to the wordsmith. It is the sour juice of crab apples or of unripe fruit. It's an acidic sort of liquid that is used in cooking and in the making of certain kinds of cocktails and liquors. So that's the reason Stutz never heard of it. He's so innocent of the liquor scene, right?
Bitters.
That's a good guess.
Yeah.
Ron, I wonder if it's related. There is such a thing as bitters.
Yes.
Is that making, what, a Manhattan? What is he use bitters in making?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not a bartender. I have no idea.
I used to be a bartender years and years and years ago, and the only thing I can remember using it to make is a hangover remedy.
There's a bittersweet memory. She's speaking from personal experience.
No, never.
One more time, V is in Victor, Verjuice, and it's pronounced, I think I got this right, verjuice. Mm-hmm. And the definition, a sour juice of a crab apple or of unripe fruit. So there's something a little out of the ordinary, entirely different for you this morning on the word of the day.
You might have to get some for this weekend.
Yeah.
Yum, yum.
I'm running out right now to get some. Wow. Hey, well, Wayne, thank you so much.
All right, Ron. Well, you're quite welcome. Stay away from those weather forecasters.
Yeah, you got it.
Talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.